The Rashba and the Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, the Rashba bought a shayla. It's not a gemore, Kuf Ches. Hareisho yonosu ilay shesochiv minayim. A ktano, hareisho iso nesu alay shesochiv minayim, was a ktano that married a shesach minayim. And then he died. And she went that she married a shesach minayav. She married the same person as a shesach minayav. The mace. So you can't do Yibum. Why? Einach and Ami, Be'etzam, you could have done Yibum, I'll say Shesach Minahav. But she's a Erma. The name of the Erma is Eishesach Minahim. So Areisha Oysa Nesua Leishesach Minahim. The mace. The Nisus Leishesach Minahav, the mace. She cannot do Yibum. Because she's a Erma from Eishesach Minahim. Frek the Rashba. What is the problem? Do Miyun. Do Miyun. And be oiker nesuye kamoi funei shesach minayim. And if you be oiker nesuye kamoi funei shesach minayim, you could do ibum tei shesach minayim. So why a reisha is to nesu alei shesach minayim? Venisas lei shesach minayim. She cannot do ibum. Why she cannot do ibum? Let her to make miyun, to be oiker nesuim kamoi funei shesach minayim. And if she's oiker nesuim kamoi funei shesach minayim, she could marry now tei shesach minayim. She could do ibum. And the Rashba gives two terutzi. One terutzog the Rashba, it doesn't help that she does miu. Ober mires, keishes ach minayim, steht in our Gemara, mia no biyovo masura lehoviv, shenires kekalosoi, shenires kecoras erve. So the asugi fun mires, that even when you do miu, it's a mires. So the mele is a isu fun mires keishes ach minayim. You write that if bechaye ishes ach minayim, she was memayim, that's in the Mishneh. But if she waited till now and she's oikered, it's nires ke shesach minayim, and b'meile doesn't the sugi of nires ke kalosoi, and b'meile you cannot do yibum. That's the first teretz of the Rashba. Ina mizok the Rashba, different teretz. Miyun only helps in our cases. She falls le yibum. She's a skuka le yibum. So why she's a skuka le yibum, and she's trying to do yibum, and you can't do yibum. You want to do yibum, she's skuka le yibum, so she could be meman. But the Shesach Minayim, after he's dead, there's nothing left of that issues. She was married to someone and he's dead. Then she married a Shesach Minayim. So there's nothing left from that marriage. When there's nothing left, you can't do Miyun. Miyun onanaf kemina is nishken Miyun. Miyun has to be, she's married, she's skuko, b'chaye bailo, she's falling le'ibu, miken machanam Miyun. But on them, miken ish machanam Miyun. These are the two terutzim of the Rashba. So the first teretz says, Miyun doesn't help on Eishesach Minayim because it's nires kekalosoi. Second teretz says, Eishesach Minayim doesn't follow Yibum. If it's not afkemina, miken ishmachin Yibum. Miken ishmachin Miyun. These are the two terutzim. Seidah. Zog the Rashba himself, in the next piece, Zog the Rashba, that this teretz that I'm telling you now, that you can't do Miyun, that I had a kasha. Why the Gemara says oh, yonosu le shesach minayim and he died and she married shesach minayim and he dies, you can't do yibum because she's an erva from shesach minayim. And I asked the kasha do miun and I had two terutzim. One teretz is nires ke shesach minayim, even that you oiker the nisuim, but it's a nires. And the second teretz I answer that word miun on an afkemina doesn't help. Zog the Rashba, the Rambam has to learn the second teretz. The Rambam cannot learn the first teretz. Why? Because when we asked the Das Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Nira, you only say a Nira kekalosri. And all of the Arayas is no Nira. This is what you said, we said last year. It's no Nira kekalosri. Only Nira kekalosri, you ask her. But Mele is no Musik of Nira kekeshesach minayim. Klape ala Arayas, we forget about it. Kilo, it never happened. And kalosri, we say the whole Tere, we say Nira kekalosri. Mele, I can't say the first Teretz that the reason Miyun will not help now is the Shesach minayim, because it's Nira kekeshesach minayim. Why? You don't say Nira lefi the Rambam. I could say the second Teretz lefi the Rambam, that you can't be mad at the Shesach minayim, because a Miyun on an afkemina is not a Miyun. Shitas Rambam will be that Miyun on an afkemina is nishken Miyun. Miyun alon afkemina is nishken miyun. But the zweite teretz, the first teretz, that the teretz is that it's nires keshesach minayim is nishken teretz. This is what we said yesterday. This is the Rashba. This is word by word the Rashba in Kuf Zayin. Rebbe Aaron Kotler Okay. The Baron Kotler made a Isofet. Zog the Baron, one more Isofet. I'll tell you what we said yesterday. But the Baron here is just going one more step ahead. Aber es hat vorhin pschut. The Rashba is coming and saying, I have a kasha in the sugi. I learned the sugi of Mil. Why is this achmina aim that man is achmina aim cannot do yibum? Take the sugi kamoy and take it off. So the Rashba have two tiruzi. Oder miras kesh is achmina aim steht in our sugi that it doesn't help Mil. Oder lefi the Rambam, you can't say this parents of niras because it's only a niras kekalosel. You have to say your side. Mil on and off kamina doesn't help. And we saw it's a ritva, it's two shittas in the ritva. If Mil on and off kamina doesn't help. These are the two shittas. Zog the Baron, so b'meil zog the Rashbo, has to be that the Rambam will learn like the second teretz. He can't learn like the first teretz. Because if the Rambam is not near us, b'shar kroivim, only b'kalose. That's the Cheshbo. Zog the Baron name. That's like an apostle of the Rambam. The Rambam could learn that a miyun on a nafkemine could be a miyun. We'll see later la'aloche. Miyun on a nafkemine is also a miyun. You can be mimayin even la'achar moisa, even if it doesn't follow yibum. I'm mimayin. Miyun on a nafkemine can help. You don't have to have a nafkemine to do miyun. You can make miyun on a nafkemine. I said, we have a kashis, why? Eshesach min ha'im, that married Eshesach min ha'av, you can't do yibum. Mimayin and Eshesach min ha'im. And the Rashba wanted the answer because nires Eshesach min ha'im. And the Rambam stated that we don't say nires, only in Kalose, we don't say nires in Allah and the Arayas. That's the kasha that the Rashba himself asks, and because of this kasha, the Rashba switched, and the Rashba said that the Rambam has to learn like the second teretz. We mentioned yesterday, I want to say over with Ktzorah again the Yisoid of Rebaron, and how with this Yisoid, Rebaron takes it one more step weiter. Zog Rebaron has it. Why the Rambam holds that Bishar Kroivim, we don't say Nirek, only Bekalose, the Hainu. A person is married to Isha. She's a ktano, and he dies, and she makes a miyun. Zog the Rambam, she's allowed to marry his brothers. She's allowed to marry his kids. She's allowed to marry all of his cousins. Only the father she's not allowed to marry. Because nire ke kalosek. The Rashba and Rashi, you know? Nire ke erve. She looks like she was married to him. People only chap that mikan vele habo. They don't chap vele mafrea. Bemele, they think that it's the issues, and they think that she was a shesach. Bemele, he's not allowed to marry his kid, his father, his son. And the Rambam says, no, only Miras Kekalose. And the Rara is not. Zog the Baron, we said Pshat yesterday. Yibod of Aran and Sanhedrin, I'm asking this Mechudish, but I'm saying before in Aran and Sanhedrin. That is Cholok be Yisoyde, all of the Rara is from Kalose. The Baron explained like this. What is the Miras? That's the Rambam. People for sure heard that he made a meal. They heard? She made a meal. So what is Miras Kekalose? Miras Keishesach. People chap that the meal works from now on. He made a miyun, he cut it. He stopped the issues. They know miyun is not like divorce. A lady can divorce. A lady could get out. Chazal gave her a koyach to leave the marriage. She makes a miyun, she leaves the marriage. Chazal gave her a koyach to leave the marriage. Oh, but yesterday she was married. They don't chap mikan v'lehabo l'bafreya l'gantzer Reb Chaim. They know it's a miyun. From now on she's not married to him. The main thing about Baron is that Ale Kroivim, the issur to marry Eishesach. Okay, but my brother is dead. Why she's called Eishesach? There's a pasuk that even my brother is dead, you're not allowed to marry Eishesach. Why? Epes bleibt in the issues. You're not allowed to marry every issues, Eishesach, and Ben Bailo, every issue that you have, for because the marriage, so it stays even after it. But if you do a miyun, the issues stop. I stopped, I'm not Eishesach anymore. It's finished completely. I think it was on the sender. It's a paki. When it's a paki, it's no more issue. So you read that I had an issue before, now it's not anymore an issue. So if you make a miyun from now on, she's not married to him, it's not a divorce, it's not a debt, it's a hafsoke and gansan in the marriage, and while it's a hafsoke and gansan in the marriage, and the minute that we make this hafsoke, the marriage she's allowed to get married to all of the cousins. Chutz fun kalosoi, that the Ran and Sanhedrin says that kalosoi is also even after your son dies, even without a posuk. Because the issue is not eishes bnoi zog the Ran, Elo kalosoi, shem kalosoi. Vekol shehoiso kalosoi, kalosoi leoilo. She gets a name of a daughter-in-law. This is her name. And it's an issue to marry a daughter-in-law. He's alive, he's not alive. You made a miyun, you didn't make a miyun. She's a daughter-in-law. And a daughter-in-law, you're not allowed to marry. Meleshita Sarambam, that the gather of the Takon of Chazal of Nires, that people will have that was immune, but they don't have that it's a mafreya. So all of the kroivim that the isur is because epes bleib from the issues from the sheer, from the kurve, when it's immune, people know nothing is left. Mele is no niras. Masha'enken bekalosei, the isur is yesterday, because the shame kalosei stays, even if now it's over, abavashi was kalosei, avada midoi reise etz muter, kibib midoi reise etz nekal emafrayen ganzen. Midoi reise etz nekal emafrayen ganzen. Midoi reise, it never happened. Midoi reise was akire in ganzen. It never happened midoi reise. Aber midoi rabbonim, people only chab that it's mikan velehaba, bemele ze isur of nirike kalosei. This was the first piece of rabban. Second piece of Rabban was, not only in Kalosoi, also in Tzora Selva is the same thing. Why Bitter Memaenes is also, a person dies, she has a Bitter Memaenes, she's Memaenes, you're not allowed to marry the Tzora. Why not? It's not Kalosoi. So Rabban the same Cheshmi. From now on, people know that it's over. But B'Shas Nefile, the Bitter was there. From now on, she's no more problem. All of the issues is over. But then b'shas nefila, she was in the family. If she was near b'shas nefila, she parted the tzora. So the tzora became a tzora selva. You're right, she's not a tzora selva anymore. The elva is ois. But she's nesra sha'achas nesra elamis. So b'meile, kalosei again, she's also because of yesterday. Tzora selva, yesterday she got a shem tzora selva, she became a nesra. You're right, the elva stopped. There's no more elva anymore. She's out of the parsha. But while she was a tzora selva, she stays a tzora selva le'olam. B'meile, the selva zachdo. So this is the Rambam. So then alle kroivim in the minute you're memayin, you mutter be kroivim. Then if a person is married a ketanah, she's memayin, she's allowed to go marry his brother, his cousins, everyone. Chutzim his father. But as another zach, if she was the erbe le'yibum and she passed the tzoro, even now she's memayin and she was never in the house, aber mikol makoim, vayil, b'shas nefila she was the tzoro aserbe, then she could pass the tzoro. That's the given the word of Rabban. Aber azeh, Rabban, let me take it one more step weiter. In the case of Ishisach Minayim, the kasha is not a kasha bichlal. In the case of Ishisach Minayim, the kasha is not a kasha bichlal. Why the kasha is not a kasha bichlal? Zok Rebaran, Herzach and good the kasha of the Rashbo, and you see that the Fida Rambam, the way I masber it, the Rashbo's kasha even doesn't start. She was married to Eshesach Minayim. He's dead. She married Eshesach Minayim. He's dead. And she wants to do Yibum. We don't let her to do Yibum. Why? We say, you're Erva. You were married to Eshesach Minayim. You write that now you follow Yibum as Eshesach Minayim. But while you married Eshesach Minayim, so you have a shame Erva. While you have a shame Erva, I can't marry you. I can't marry you. Frek the Rashba, she will do miyun, she will erase that marriage. So the Rashba have two terutzim. You can't do miyun because niras kei shesach minayim, or the miyun on an afkimina doesn't help. Frek the Rashba, if you the Rambam, I can't say the first teretz, there's no niras only in kalosa. I want to ask you a shayla. Try to think what happened here. She was married to shesach minayim. So Rochel is married to shesach minayim. He's dead. She marries to shesach minayim. He's dead. She falls le'ibum. Now, before she's memayin, she's allowed to do miyun now or not? Before she's memayin and Eshesach Minayim, she's a erbe, she's allowed to do yibum? Before the miyun, she's allowed to do yibum? Now she's Eshesach Minayim, she's allowed to do yibum? About or not, right? She's Eshesach Minayim. So she cannot do yibum. Now she goes and she races the Eshesach Minayim. From now on, it's never there. But b'shas nefila, she was an erva, she was not an erva. She was an erva. Nesro sha'achas, nesro ilomis. What? No. Try to think. It's the only case that it will happen. Again, we have three cases. Lefi the Rambam, that is the yisoid of isur miras. Lefi the Rambam is miun comes and cuts completely. There's nothing left. But yesterday happened. So every arayas that are also because today they're close to me, they mutter. So for Mele, Lemoshul, if she's Memayin, she's allowed to marry my brother. Why? She's not close to me anymore. She's allowed to marry my brother. She's allowed to marry my brother. She's not close to me anymore. She's allowed to marry my daughter. She's not close to my son. She's not close to me anymore. She's allowed to. She's not allowed to marry my father, because if yesterday she was my daughter-in-law, the father can't marry her. She patted the tzol. Now what is this case? Listen good to this case. She's a Shesach Minayim, number one. Then she's a Shesach Minayav, number two. Now the Yishes Ach Min Ha'av dies. The Yishes Ach Min Ha'av dies. She wants to do Yibum. She cannot do it because she's married to Yishes Ach Min Ha'av. So she's Nesro. Listen to this man. Listen to good. She's Nesro because she's Yishes Ach Min Ha'av. She's Nesro. She can't do Yibum. She goes and she races the Yishes Ach Min Ha'av. But the Yishes Ach Min Ha'av stayed also. So how she could do Yibum now? Even if in the Rambam there's a problem with Niras, she's a hermit. What? No. What? Bita is no chazak. We're not speaking on Tzoras Erve. Now we're speaking on the Erve herself. Not Tzoras Erve. Tzoras Erve we spoke yesterday. She's not a Tzoras Erve. This lady is an Erve herself. The case today, she's not a Tzoras Erve. The case today, she's an Erve herself. She was a Shesach Min Ha'im. She became a Shesach Min Ha'av. And now he's dead. So you want to do Yibum? I can't. I'm an Erve. Frank the Rashba make a meal to the first Isur, and it's God. Zog the Rashba, but it's Niras. Zog the Rashba, but the Rambam doesn't hold from Niras B'shar Isurin. Zog the Rambam, if he's my husband, it doesn't make a difference that the Rambam doesn't hold from it. While the Pshat in the Rambam that he doesn't hold from it, that from now on, when Misyach is Kilo, it's not there. This is the Yisrael that the Rambam doesn't hold from it. From now on, the issues doesn't have Am Shocher. If the issues doesn't have Am Shocher, so from now on it's over, and maybe from now on you're allowed to marry her. But what happened then, happened then. So the Kalosoi, what happened then, asked the Zorilom. So as Erve, if then she was Potum Yibu, she's Potum Yibu. Now it's not that. If this issue was the Erve and the Fila B'Shas Yibu, later you write that the Shem Erve goes off. About the Shem Erve is Nifka. Of a val b'shas nefila, the issue was the erva le'ibum, so the ishesach became also. Now she's the ishesach. She was not memayan in the marriage of the second person. She was memayan in the marriage of the first person. The ishesach is here. No, the ishesach means the heter le'ibum. Val b'shas nefila, she was the erva from the ishesach min ha'im, so even now that erva is not there anymore. Of a b'shas nefila, she was the erva le'ibum. So the Ishizah became Osu. If the Ishizah became Osu, it's a Nesra. Nesra Shoachas, Nesra Elomis. Nesra Shoachas, Nesra Elomis. It's Kimana Kash and the Rashba, I'm saying. It's not only... The Rishonim didn't look like this in the Rambam. So basically, the Rishonim had three Kashas in the Rambam. Why Dafka Kalosoi? The second Kash we had yesterday, why Tzoras Erva you say, Bita Memaenes, Patas de Tzora, Lefi the Rambam, we don't say Nires, so she's not Nires ke Erve, she's not Nires ke Tzoras Erve. So why Bita Memaenes, Patas de Tzora, because Nires ke Tzoras Erve, Lefi the Rambam, we don't say Nires, and we have the Kash from the Rashba and Kufches. That the Rashba and Kufches asked, and Kufzayin, for example, the Gemara and Kufches, why she's Ach Min Ha'im, that married her, she's Ach Min Ha'av, and she's Memaen in the first one, why you can't marry her? So the bar, if my husband, so the them, we don't have a hechech to learn in the Rambam that he has to learn that a miyun on an afkemina doesn't help. Yesterday we said that the Rashba himself fears zois that the Rambam cannot say the first teretz that it's niras keshisach min ha'im, and the Rambam will have to come to the second teretz. And the Rashba wanted mechadesh achidush la'alocha that the Rambam miyun on an afkemina doesn't help. Now we say no, miyun on an afkemina helps. It was a big afkemina la'alocha lemaise. Malafi them, a lady is married to a person and he dies, and she wants him to marry now because she wants to marry his brother. Lama Zogim is no Yibum, he has kids. Malafi the Rambam, she could make Miyun, she could marry the brothers. She wants to marry his son. She makes a Miyun and she marries her son. She doesn't have a problem. Malafi the Rashba, because such a stark Kashim, Buzan, the Rambam holds Miyun on an Afkamin and Nishkin Miyun. Only when there's a Zika is a Miyun. Like the two shittas in the Ritva and Asugya. Because he doesn't have a brere how to answer the Gemara. So the Baron, if you mind the Halach, Poshet Kasha, Bichlam Nishkin Kasha, it's Bichlam Nishkin Kasha, the Rashba's Kasha, because the Vada, the Rambam, could be Masim, the Bichai, Gavn, the Isu, if Miras, Kesh, Yisach, Minayim, but man, this is glad. This is one chayim. One is Sofer. It's another is Sofer, though, in the Sugya, it's Shittas Rashi. Everyone was medayek. Maybe it's very hard maybe to show what line exactly. But I think all of the words of Rashi and our sugya, every word, we can learn all the Rashi's. Saying, I can't maybe say one line, but all of the lines together is mevur and Rashi, a new shita in the sugya. What do you mean a new shita in the sugya? About it, the Rashi is learning like the Rashba, like we said the whole time. Rashi, Rashba, and Tesis, Rashba, and Ramban is one shita, and the Rambam is the other shita. About it. And Rashi is mashma that the isur of nires kekalosoi Niras Keishesach, it's only by, we have a kasha be'etzim. Let's not prebar now. We're going back to all the Rishonim. If a lady comes to her husband and she's Memayan, Ketana marries a person, and after a year she tells him goodbye, she's allowed to marry his father. Mi'am lo be'bal, muteres lo aviv. Mi'am lo be'yovam, asuro lo aviv. And the shayla is why? Zot Rav Bar Yecheskel, niras kekalosri. And the shayla is, so why when she's Memayan and the Chaya Baal, she's not niras kekalosri. Mi'am lo be'bal, muteres be'aviv. Miyano biyovo masuro be'oviv. The Loshana Gemore is Alme Mishas Nefile Nires Kekalosoi. Alme Mishas Nefile Nires Kekalosoi. What's this? Rashi says, while the issues of the first husband caused her to fall down Leibum, the issues from the first husband caused the Nefile. So people heard, oh, he died, and she fell a yibum. So then it's such a starke coil that she's married to that person. So even if she's memayan later, people look on it, and people see it, ke'ilu, she was married to him, and bemele it's nires kekalosei. If stam she's married to a person and she's memayan, so she was in and she was out. She was in and she was out. So people forget about it. But if she was married to him, and he's dead, and she falls leibum machmosoi, and now she makes a yibum, then is nires kekalosoi. As I state in Rashi, that what makes nires kekalosoi, nires keerve, nires keishesach, alikroivim, it's only if it falls leibum machmas the first brother, so is an afile leibum machmasim, is it Loshon Rashi, we'll take one of Rashi, the last Rashi. Mishas nefilo shenov lo b'telefon of behutzricho lemayin nires keishesach. Rashi says in Mur Mefurash, b'yovo masuro le'oviv. It's kimat Mefurash in Rashi di Bura Masril b'yovo masuro le'oviv. The kevon de'ahanu nesuim kamoi leskoiko le'yibum nires keish tegmuro v'nires kekalosh shoze. Shekevon she'ahani nesuye kamoi lezok koy leibum nires keish. Shteid in Rashi achidush. The chiluk we know in the Gemara. Mi ano bebar muteres le'oviv. Mi ano beyovo masuro. Rabbi Aaron said mikan ve'le'abonat le'mafreya. And Rashi, we're going over like Rashi says, if the first marriage was so stark to give it over, so then people see it went over. So the pshat is that issue tut oif epes, so b'meile it's a niris. If that issue didn't tut oif, it's not a niris. First time maybe I'll tell you a shayla has b'chirat amol wipes. Because, it's not because it turned over. The bar didn't include b'lebatish. Ahavi nesuye kamoi lezoki koi le'ibum, sido a niris. So it's mevurde in Rashi achidush. That lu yetsuye, the nesuye kamoi would not cause a nefile le'ibum, Lo yitzur, the nesuim kamoi, would not cause an afilo leibum, would be no problem to be memayan. Nahainu, lo yitzur has no brothers. Lo yitzur has no brothers. And is only a father. Nahainu, only a kalosa, yeah? She's memayan. Nahainu, she's married to a person and he's dead. There's no brothers, there's no sister. Gonish. She's dead, she's over. And she wants to marry his father, she could do a miyun lefirashi. She never fell a yibum. So even if she's memayan now, it's not nires kekalosoi. Only if when he's dead, she fell to someone else, so ahan ninesui kamoi, to throw him over to someone else, then we say nires kekalosoi. But if it's no ahan ninesui kamoi, to throw him over to someone else, then we don't say nires kekalosoi. And then she takes Rashi klor in the sugi. Lu yetsuya is no nefile le yibum. So b'meile, even if miyun will help, it's no niras. Niras is only that the first nisuim caused the abir defile machmosa, and she's asur lashuk, and she needs a miyun. Oh, if she needs a miyun, and nisui kamoi, and the pshat is pashut. People hear she's a yavama. Why she's a yavama? Her husband dies. Ah, so she was married to him. What? Lo yitzur is no yavam. I'll give you the case. Rochel is married Reuven. Reuven dies, no brothers, no sisters, Gomish. So she could do what she wants. She wants to marry Yankov. She comes to Beis Din, tell her, Yankov, you're the father. She's the daughter-in-law. You can't marry. She's like, I'm a man in Reuven. I want to marry him. So if Miun helps, it's a machlekes if Miun helps on a nafkimine or not. But if Miun helps on a nafkimine, so she could go over to Reuven. She pushes away the issues of Reuven, and she could marry him. She doesn't have a problem to marry him. Why she doesn't have a problem to marry him? Because there's no niras. The only problem, when is a niras? When is the chisson of a niras? The chisson of the niras is when she's naflo machmosoi. When she's naflo machmosoi, then is a niras. But when there's no naflo machmosoi, there's no niras. I think every word in Rashi in the sugya says it close. Maskim? Now, if this is Yisoid Aleph, and I think B'Pshoteh Tove, if you learn good the Gemara, you have to learn Shittas. Rashi is a Shittas Mechudeshes. Maybe Rashi will hold that there's no Miun when there's no Nafkimine. So then we can't use this Rashi for nothing anyways. Because when there's no Yibum, anyway you can't be Mimayim. So she's also. And when there's a Yibum, anyway it's a Niras. Aber steht in Rashi, what tuz oiv the Niras? She niskekes machmosu. That's a yeder vote. It's like more five more times in Rashi here, in Rashi of Kuvzayin, Rashi said this shavs the Niras. If this is MS, we could go one more step together. We go back to the Rashba's Kasha. Frek the Rashba, areish o yonosui, leishes ach minayim, and he died, and married leishes ach minayav, and he died. She wants to do Yibu. Zog the Rashba, make a miyun in the first marriage, but maybe she's not an erven, you could do Yibu. Zog the Rashba, I have two terutzim. One terutz is, it's nires, even if I do miyun, she's nires keishes ach minayim. The second terutz, miyun on an afkemina doesn't help. Rashi cannot answer like the first teretz. What Rashi will answer? Why he can't be Mimayan? Why she cannot be Mimayan in the first marriage? Because it's Niras. Deishas Ach Minayim never caused the Yibu. It was never on the field of the Yibu. So it's not Niras. So Rashi will have to answer like the second teretz of the Rashbo. That a Miyun on an Afkemina doesn't help. Okay, we have a kasha, Ishis Achminaim that married Ishis Achminaim and dies. Two miyun to the first marriage. It's two terutzim. Other miyun, other nafkemina doesn't help. Other niras. Lefi Rashi, val is no nefile, machmas Ishis Achminaim. So b'meile, is no niras. If it's no niras, so why you can't do miyun on the first marriage? Muzain, that lefi Rashi, you can't do a miyun only when it's a nafkemina. So this is poshut. So nochmal. So be'etzem, the vodah we're saying in Rashi the Vayel doesn't have a lot of nafkeminis. The Ainu Shittas Rashi, like the first Shittas, like the Shittas in Rishonim, that Miun on a nafkemina doesn't help. Miun only helps when there's a Zike. If there's no Zike, there's no Miun. If there's no Zike, there's no Miun. Now Rashi holds, the reason is a Niras, Vayel is a Zike. But when there's no nafkemina lefi Rashi, you can't do a Miun. I think these two halakim are very poshut and Rashi. Now I want to go one more step, Peshitas Rashi. This step, the Ritva is Medayik in Rashi, we mentioned yesterday, one Rashi is another Rashi. Our sugya, Bitoy Memayenes. Bitoy Memayenes, the Gemara says it doesn't help, because the Tzora is also, because it's Nires Ketzora's Erbe. The case of Bitoy Memayenes, the Fi Rashi, Avada, we have more brothers. If there's no more brothers, you can't do a miyun because there's no nafkemina. There's no niras. So Rashi says himself, Bitoy Memayenes, Nahainu Reuven is married to the daughter of Yaakov, and now Reuven dies. So the daughter wants to make a miyun to let Yaakov to marry the Tzora, and the halacha is that even though she's Memayenes and Shekilu was never married to Reuven, Abba Mikol Makoim, she patos the Tzora because it's niras ketzora selva. Rashi is meduyek, that this daughter, by who she was Memayan? She was Memayan and her father, or she was Memayan and the brothers? The Ritva was Medayik Rashi, that she was Memayan and the father. Rashi says, Mia no boy. Rashi in Kufzayin says it more mefurish. She was Memayan lehedya and the father. She was not Memayan and the brothers, she was Memayan and the father. So now we have to think. Lefi Rashi, miun ona nafkemina doesn't help. So here she was Memayan and the father. So what is the tzad that the miyun will help? What is the tzad that the miyun will help? She's not Memayan and the brothers. She's only Memayan and her father. She's only Meman and her father. What is the tzad that the Miyun will help? I'm asking a simple question. Maybe without all of the arichas. Shitas Rashi, I'm telling you, be Yediyah on Avonis. Shitas Rashi, Miyun on an Afkimina doesn't help. Yediyah Aleph. As if all of the Rishonim, but Miyun on an Afkimina doesn't help. Miyun on the Tzoras Bito in Ma'enes, Zog the Ritvo, state in Rashi. What is the case? That the Bito went over to her father, and she told her father, I'm a man, I don't want to be married to your son, but I want not to be married. She's a man and her father. Klabi, the father, is not nafkimina in the meal. So what are the helps that she's meman? Miyun on nafkimina is nishkin miyun. She wants the meman and bemele not to be married to the brother, and bemele that her father could marry the tzor. How the miyun will help? Miyun on nafkimina cannot help. How the miyun will help? Zog magia in the ritva. That when she's the bitoy or the kalosoy, when she's meman and the erve, even that is non afkemine, so we say that she meant to be meman in all of the brothers, not only in the father. Vile is non afkemine klapi the father, so when she's meman, al kochor she's mafkia the zike mikola bais. As I said, vile is non afkemine to the father, so nochabol. Bitoy memaenes, or kalosoy memaenes. Everyone that is an erve, and she goes over to the one, the hayin. Let me make the chetim to very clear. It's Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, five brothers. Reuben married the daughter of Shimon. Now Reuben dies, so Shimon can't do Yibum because his brother's wife is his daughter. So she's Meman, she tells Shimon, I'm Zoku Keilu to you, I don't want to be married to your brother. So now you could also do Yibum. So the halacha is that the Miyun, it's Chalba, the Maisa, she passes the Tzor. When she says that to Shimon, it's not only that she's Nifka from Shimon, she's Nifka Mikol HaBayis. She's Nifka Mikol HaBayis. Not only from Shimon, she's Nifka. Because if she's only Nifka from Shimon, Miyun Ola Nafkemina is Nishken Miyun. So when she's Memayan and Shimon, the Afkoa is not only from the issues of Shimon, the Afkoa will be from everyone. The Afkoa will be from everyone. What I want to be moiti is one nafkemine, the ma'ase. We know mia no beze muteres leze. What is the sugya? If she's not an erve, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Reuben is married a ktano, and she's memayan and Shimon. The halacha is mia no beze. She's muteres to all of the other achim. Why she's muteres to all of the other achim? Why she's muteres to all of the other achim? Because we have machlekes. Lefi the Rambam, why not? Ein echinami, when she was memayan, the issues went off of the whole house. But there is no niras keishesach. Lefi the Rambam, is no niras keishesach. Bemele, she was memayan, kilu she was never married to Reuven. She's allowed to marry all the brothers. She's allowed to marry out. She doesn't need chalitza. She's out of the parsha. Lefi the Rashbo, the reason she's allowed to marry all the other brothers, fakel, because the zikah was only nifka klapi Shimon. But the zikah was not nifka, clapping the other brothers. But lo yitzir, this isha, is the daughter of Shimon. Lo yitzir, she's the erve and Shimon. And if people will be saying now, if she'll be memayan and Shimon, bitay memayanes, so the zikah will be going off from all of the house. So lefi the rishonim, b'chai gavna, the other brothers are not allowed to marry her. Because legabi the other brothers, she's not a skuka, but maybe she's a niras. So if we're saying Lefi Rashi, that when she's Meman and she's a Erve, even if she's talking only to him, it's Afkoy from the Ganze Bayis, so he will be an Afkemine. Lefi the Rambam Besedel, she's allowed to marry because there's no Niris. But Mashenke Lefi the Rishonim, that the only heter is because Lemaisa she's a Skuka. If the heter is only because Lemaisa she's a Skuka, the Melech B'chai Gavne should be mutter to get married. Now, one more little thing before we go weiter. So back to the Gemara Rashi Teisves. Reb Nochem was Moisif one more Hisofa in the Sugya that we started to mention Be'etzer. The halacha is, our Mishnah is talking, the Sugya is the Gemara, Omar Rav Lili Bar Mamel, Tzoras Mema'enes Asura. Tzoras mema'enes asura. What is the chiddush of the Gemara? If a person has a tzora, the hainu, Reuben and Shimon, what are the brothers? Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is married to Noshim. Rochel veLeo. Rochel is a ktano, Leo is a gdoilo, and Reuben dies. So if Reuben dies, Shimon could marry who he wants. If Rochel made a miyum, so Rochel is also, because the mice is no muzike, and she's nidus keishesach, and not only Rochel is also, Tzoroso is also also. Omar of Lili Bar Mamu, Tzoros memaenes asur. Right? And the Gemara asks us why. Rochel is out, Leah is a good wife, why not to marry her? And the maskonas of Gemara is, because Tzoros bitte memaenes, it's a gzeire de Rabbono. Frek teis is a kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha? Why she's asur? Let the Gemara to answer. Posh to tell us why she's asur. This was the Rashba's kasha. You know why she's asur on all the other brothers? Because when she's memayin, why she's asur on him? Because she's Rochel. When Rochel is memayin in Reuven, she's memayin in the issues of Reuven. So Shimon is not allowed to marry her. Why is not allowed to marry her? Zogt Rashi, because she's niras keishesach. She doesn't look like a skuka because he took off the zikah. Other people remember that she was married to Reuven. So as if Reuven was married to someone and divorced her, you're not allowed to marry that isha. So now when she's mema'enes, so b'mele she looks like a ishesach. So Frank Deis says, so why the Gemara asks the kasha? Tzoras mema'enes asur. Leman, why she's asur? She's very passionate that she's asur. Vail rochel is a ishesach. Let the ishesach to pater the tzor. Again, Rochel is Asur and Shimon, no more brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Rochel and Leo are married to Reuven, and Reuven dies, Shimon could do Yibum to either one. But if Rochel does a Miyun, Rochel is Asur. Why? She took off the Zike, so she can't go to Shimon. I was no Zike, so she was never married, but people remember that she was married, so she nearest Keshisach. You can't do Yibum because everyone knows that the Zike is over, so people think that she got divorced before she got died, but when the husband died, the marriage is not a skuka, it's a ishesach. Frank the Gemara, but why the Tzorah is also? And the Gemara has a hoshtikul teire. Because people will come, Tzorah's b'ma'enes, Tzorah's b'ti b'ma'enes. Frank the Isfes, Tzorah's b'ma'enes, Tzorah's b'ma'enes, lo yavda. Teim en ehid, lo yavda b'ma'ese, keivon en ma'enes asur alei, have li ketzorah's erve, shel ishesach. Has to be mutter. Why is she's also? This is Tzorah's kasha. Why is she's also? Let it to be muta. This is Tais' kasha. Let it to be muta. And I'm sorry, let it to be asur. She's a tzoras erve. The Gemara is looking for reasons why to ask the tzoras mema'enes. If the mema'enes, so lefi the Rambam is not a kasha, because there's no niras. And you have to know, the Rashba learns that the question is a good question. And the Rashba says, you know why the Gemara didn't answer it? Because she's zokuk to the other brothers. I want to be mad, but the Tais' kasha is not a kasha. Taisus is asking a kasha, let it be also to all the brothers who did Tzoras Erva from Eishesach. She's a Tzoras Erva from Eishesach. So why the brothers, the Gemara is looking for a reason why the brothers not allowed to marry her. And the Gemara comes to Maskana from Tzoras Bitoi Mema'enes, or to Tzoras Bitoi. Let the Gemara to answer, while she's also on Eishesach, she could pat on the Tzor. She's a Eishesach, because she's Niras Keishesach. Let the nearest geshesach to pat on the tzor. And the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara comes to Anaya Gzeira. This is Tais' kasha. Zog de Rashash, it's a shesach de memele. A shesach de memele cannot pat on the tzor. A shesach de memele. The Kobben Estadl says, it's a shesach shalei b'mokim mitzvah. But we'll go with Rashash. The Rashash says, it's a shesach de memele. This Eishesach is Eishesach de Memele. Eishesach de Memele doesn't pat on the tzor. Eishesach de Memele doesn't pat on the tzor. Reb Nochem wanted to say a chiddush. Reb Nochem wanted to say like this. That Shitas Rashi and Daf Gimel, it's a chiddush of Reb Nochem in Sefer, Shitas Rashi and Daf Gimel, that the Sugi and Daf Gimel Amud Beis learns take a new reason why the Torah is also. Chutz from what the Gemara says by us. The Gemara Bayos says that the Tzora is also because Otu Tzoras Bitoi Memaenes, that is also Otu Tzoras Bitoi. The Gemara and the Gimel on Mud Beis will learn that the reason that Tzoras Memaenes is also because she's also Ratzei Shesach, so the Tzora is also within Tzoras Shesach. As a new man the Omar, that man the Omar is Gimel on Mud Beis. The man the Omar from Gimel Amud Beis has a new pshat in our sugya. So if someone will ask us, why Tzoras Memaenes is also? She herself is Eishasach. Why the Tzora is also? So if he are sugya, why she's also? Gzeire Otu Tzoras Bitoi Memaenes, that is also Otu Tzoras Bitoi. Why not on Eishasach? This is Kasha, all the Terutzim for the Rashashko ben Esanen. Rashi's Shita and of Gimel Amud Beis, that is a new man the Omar. You're right. The Gemara and of Yud Beis, I can learn that it's not an Ervedik Eishasach to Pater Otzor. But the sugya and of Gimel Amud Beis learned that it's enough for erva to pater atzor. It's enough for erva to pater atzor. The cheshbon, I don't want to go into the whole cheshbon yet. I just want to say the kash from Rav Nochem took it out. And if you base, if the Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says that our Mishneh steht chameishes rearayes poitres tzoroseyem is laafuk et tzoras memaenes. That Tzoras Memaenes is not Ptura. 15 Noshim Poitra Tzoroseyem Lafuk et Tzoras Memaenes, that she doesn't pater the Tzoro. Zogt Rashi in Gimel Amud Beis, Tzoras Memaenes doesn't pater the Tzoro, aval it paters the Tzoro. Steht in our Sugi that it paters the Tzoro. The Sugi means that it needs Chalitze, because Midai Reise, she's Be'etzem, the Memaenes is not there. It's only a Gzeire de Rabono. So Rashi says in Gimel Amud Beis, Tzoras Memaenes, Shel Ochiv Yosei Mektano V'Isha Acher Zomeis V'Mienu Aktano, Masnis in Hashmin, the Afag of the Asir Al Eloi Miftere Michalitza, the Ach Yisur of the Rabbonon, Ki the Isu Bepirkin. So it's only the Rabbonon. It's only the Rabbonon. So but the Gemara says that in the Mishne Mashma, that Tzoras Memaenes is not Pturo, it's not, it's how Gemara states, it's your Pturo. The Pshat in the Gemara is that it needs Chalitza. Rab Kiveger and Gil Nashas and Gimel Amud Beis fregt at Tzorichir. Says, you're right. Our sugi shtei that Tzoras Memaenes Asura. But when we get to Yud Beis Amud Beis, Vehilcha said Tzoras Memaenes Muteres. All this gzeira that we're busy with, we don't pask in it. We pask in Tzoras Memaenes Muteres. We don't pask in this gzeira Otu Tzoras Bitei Memaenes Otu Tzoras. We don't pask in it. So why Rashi decided when the Gemara says that the Mishnah is Mechadish, that Tzoras Memaenes is Muter, the Mishnah means that it needs Chalitze, why Rashi didn't say Kipshutoi, that the Mishnah means the Sugi and Yud Beis Amud Beis, that Tzoras Memaenes is Muteres, v'tzorich iu. So Akashif on Rav Kiveg. So Rav Nochem wanted to say, I'm saying, I'm not saying the Cheshbon, we have to do the Hemshach HaGemara and then say the Cheshbon. That the Gemara and the Avgimel Amud Beis, Mishuma, Rashi knew that it will pater the Tzorah mitzad Eishasach. You read an argument that says that Tzorah's Memaenes is Mutter. Chazal never made a Gzeire. But Rashi knew that Gimel Amud Beis learns that is a new reason to pater the Tzorah. Mitzad Tzorah's Eishasach, like Teisus Kashe. And b'meile Rashi could not say it. So, we can then innovate, we can say from Reb Nochem, what is the Cheshbon? But I'm sure maybe learn the Gemara weiter, and in the end of the Sugya, if we have time, we'll mechiach, what is the Cheshbon for Reb Kiveger, for Reb Nochem to answer Reb Kiveger. But the Cheshbon is that in the Gimel Amud Beis, the Tzoras Memaenes, of Yosu, because he's the Tzoras Eshesach. Let me hate Tzachon, a little bit the Gemara weiter. There's two Chalokim here in the Sugya, where we start Tzoras Islandis. It's the beginning of the Gemara, we'll start today. And then it's the Iker Sugya that we'll go tomorrow. I want just to start the Aleph base of the Sugya. This is two Chalokim. The whole Lombus of Tzoras Islandis and the Pashas HaGemore. Omar Rav Asi, Tzoras Islandis Asuro, Shenemar Vehoyo Apchoyra Shorteled Prat Le'Islandis She'eino Yeledes. It's one of the Shverst HaGemores in Shas Behilchis Pshat. Omar Rav Asi, tell me if you can understand the words that you're reading. Omar Ravas, Tzoras Islandis Asuro, Shenemar, Vehoyo Abchor Asher Teilet Prat La Islandis. So where it says that she patters the Tzora? I opened the pasuk, I looked in Rashi, doesn't say nothing. Tzoras Islandis Asuro. Nochamon, if I would have a Gemara, Omar Ravasi, Islandis Eino Misya Bemes, Shenemar Asher Teilet, Givaldik. This is the way to write. אומר המעשי, איילניס איילניס יבמס, שנמר אשר תילד, פרט לאיילניס. תגמור אותו זה סיידן. אומר המעשי, צורס איילניס אסור, שנמר אשר תילד. What do you tell me? That Rashi, anyway, what Rashi answers it. לא מזל איף Rashi answers it. זאת Rashi, Rashi doesn't answer it. צורס איילניס הרי שנוסי מזנושי בי איילניס, איילניס דכון, כאן הפקיץ, שנמר באוי הפרוי אשר תילד, ברוי אולי לפרד לאיילניס, וכיוון לפטרי קיימה לו באיש הסך. בצורות הצורס הרבה. ואף אגב דהי בו יבחר השוטל למסוג ממחית לקמה בגול האחים, ואוכל אף כלו מיצה גול יבר, תרשים פה על העין השוטל לדקו יסירו, כיוון דהבחור ביהם גוף ומשתי. So what you're telling me? ואל שספוטו מייבו, שפטוס לצורו. Because if שספוטו מייבו, שזה איש הסך. One word in Rashi maybe, yeah? Maybe one word in Rashi, maybe. I want to ask you a question. That Ivan is ספוטו מייבו, Rav Asi, I think, is a moira. How you know that Eilen is a spot on the Yibum? Shenemar asher teled. I know it's a Mishnah and Dafa and Tess, some would base that Eilen is a spot on the Yibum. It's a Bryce and Dafa of Dalet and a Mishnah and Dafa and Tess. So Rav had to say, it's a Mishnah that Eilen is a spot on the Mele, she's a Ishazar, she patos the Torah. How the Mishnah know that it's spot on? Ach, patli. What was it? You call it this Rav Asi, he wants to be in the Gemara Daf Ayin Tes, right? As a Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes, Ayin is his potu. Ah, nu, kum zurik de shesach. Nu, she could part of the Zohar. What does we get in the Droshe? I mean, you mechadish that Ayin is his potu, no. This we know from a Mishnah. So what are you telling me now? You're telling me the Mishnah? He had to say, Tanine, Ayin is ptur min ha'ibun v'achalitze. Omar Rav Asi, I think that she part of the Zohar. He's not saying it. Omar Rav Asi, I'm learning a piece of the more we can learn on the Gemara. What? Midrash is a Mishnah. Tum Leivim Mechalitza, it has to be Midrash. If it's not Midrash, it's not Potum Mechalitza. Let him to bring the Mishnah, Tishtatzach the Mishnah. He's telling me, Omar Rav Asi, Toras Ayan is Asura. Shenemar Ashatel, Shenemar. But they read the Mishnah. Oh, Pshat. The Teretz no, steht at the Mafteach from the Sugi in this Dibuk. Mafteach from the Sugi steht in the Sugi. That's it. The second Oymek, we'll have to go next tomorrow, the whole Avoneh, how it works. Eishes Ach Stam doesn't patter a Tzoro. This is the Sugi that we have in Mevar, Vos Eishes Ach Dem Emele. Stam that a lady is potter from Yibum, and she becomes Eishes Ach, we saw in a second ago in Ma'enes, not every Eishes Ach patters a Tzoro. If he will bring the Mishnah, is a Mishnah that Ironis doesn't do Yibum. Say no. Chavilavim ve'ese also don't do Yibum. But they don't patter the Tzoro. Not every Eishes Ach patters the Tzoro. We know the Apostle can Tzoro. On a Apostle, we would not know that Eishes Ach patters the Tzoro. Not every Eishes Ach patters the Tzoro. Elvedik Eishes Ach patters the Tzoro. Nahainu. When a lady falls to Yibum, and you can't do Yibum for different reasons. She's Mema'enes. You can't do Yibum now. She's Eishes Ach. She doesn't patter the Tzoro. Tesis asked why, but she doesn't patter. Not every Eishes Ach patters the Tzoro. If Rav Asi will come, it's a Mishnah. Ironies cannot do Yibum. If she can't do Yibum, she patters the Tzoro. Ma pitom? Chavila Ve'ese also doesn't do Yibum. She patters the Tzoro. Tzoro Soito. He says there's no Tzoro Tzoro. Mazur Gishosoi. Olim kal vachayim lemiftar tzoro. Loi olim kal vachayim lemiftar tzoro. Not every Eishes Ach patters the tzoro. Has to be a Elvedik Eishes Ach. Zogt Rav Asi. Tzoras Ayin Sassuro Shenemar Asher Teiled. While the mute of Ayin is not Stam. That while she can do Yibum, there's no purpose she will do Yibum. And kol she'in oile le Yibum and oile le Chalitze. As a mute me'ikar ha-parshe. This Eishes Ach was never in the parshe von Yibum. While this Eishes Ach was never in the parshe von Yibum. Since b'chlam mishken erda dike Eishes Ach. Since b'chlam mishken Eishes Ach has vil Yibum. Well, masbir amol, how you know when the Eishes Ach patterns or not? The leichte weg. We explained, chai ve'lavi ve'ese, the marriage wants Yibum. The fact that she's your brother's wife wants Yibum. She wants, we don't let her. Say, but she wants, we don't let her. So she can't be the reason to patter the tzor. She herself is good. A elva, we said, is bad. Asher teilet prad le'aylenis, avdemis b'chlal nishken parshas Yibum. This is Shesach vil nishken Yibum b'chlal. This is Shesach is mufka from the parsha. If this is Shesach is mufka from the parsha, azai Shesach could patter the tzor. So this is what he's coming to say. Vala shonema asher teilet prit le'ailonis. That it's afkoyen the parasha. We'll see later what it means, how he knows. It's a megmachlekes. It's a man the omar later that it doesn't patur. That's why the man the omar in the gemara that it doesn't patur. But that's not the gemara. Asher teilet prit le'ailonis. It's afkoyen the parasha. B'meile it patus the tzoro. B'meile it patus the tzoro. Zog di gemore, meisvi Rav Sheshes. Shloisha achim nesuim sholosh noshim. Three brothers are married three sisters, and three noshim nochrias. Umeis echot, the first one dies. Ve'osa ba'asheni maimer. So the wife of the first one now is married to two. She was married to the first one, and she has a maimer from the second one. Ve'meis asheni, hareilu cholzas v'loi misyabmes. Shenema ve'meis echot me'em yevomo yovo yoleo. Misho leo zikas yovo mechot v'loi zikas shtei yevomi. So the first one that fell from the first one to the second one, she has zika shtei yevomim. I beseder, but marry the second one, the wife of the second one. The Torah says she's a tzora selva. While the first one is also because she's eisha shtei meisim, so b'meila she patos the tzora. V'ktoni alo amar Rabbi Yosef zui tzora eisha ach min ha'av she'isru nefile goram lo shlemotzina b'kol ha'tere kulo kegoin zu zu limiut emai lav limiut tzora eilnis d'shari. לא אלי מיוט הצורס אין איזה אסור. ומה איזו זו אידי איסור נפיל לגורם לו, צורס בי חליצה. אין איזה אפילו חליצה לבוי. מתי מאוד הרייסה אידי רבו. So again, the Gemara brings a braisa that maybe we have to understand it. That we understand the first lady can't do Yibum. She was married, Reuven Shimon Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon makes Maimel to Eishas Reuven. Shimon dies. So the one that moved from Reuven to Shimon Levi can't take Eishas Shtei Mesi. He wants to take the second wife of Shimon. They tell him no. She patters her, she's a tzoro. What is the erve? She's eishes shtei meisim. It's eishes ach. So the more zu patos the tzora, and something else doesn't patos the tzora. My love lemiute tzoras islandis. So the more nei lemiute tzoras islandis that is potter and gans. So the more asked the kasha. Shteit in braise zu ishe poiter tzoroso. Zu only this one. My love lemiute islandis that doesn't patos the tzora. Frek teisus a kasha. Vamos an teisus. My love למיעוט הצורס איילניס. ואם תאמר, המי לא פורך מיני לאל, למען דאוסר צורס מחז גושוסוי, ולמלא, my love למיעוט הצורס מחז גושוסוי. נגמור אחד בפור מחז גושוסוי. שתיתן ברייסה, זו שפויטר את צורסו. זו ולא יחרס. My love למיעוט הצורס איילניס. פרק טייסס. Say, my love למיעוט הצורס מחז גושוסוי. זה פרק טייסס. Why the Gemara decided that Zulimiute is Limiute Torah Silenis? Maybe Zulimiute is Limiute Marzur Gushofer. Frek de Marsho, why they didn't ask better? Why the Gemara said Zulimiute Islandis? Maybe Zulimiute Soito? Zulimiute Torah Snamayanis? Why to ask only who told the Gemara Zulimiute Islandis? Maybe Zulimiute Marzur Gushofer. Ask a better question. Maybe Zulimiute Soito? Zulimiute Memayanis? Why Taisus decided to shtel the kasha only on Machzor Gushoso? And the MS, the Taisus Gishonim, and the Taisa Rosh, they asked Taisus kasha like this. Who taught the Gemara to say Zulimiute Islandis? Maybe Zulimiute Soito, Zulimiute Memaenes, Zulimiute Machzor Gushoso. But Frank the Mara show, why Taisus only shtel this kasha on Machzor Gushoso? That maybe Zulimiute Machzor Gushoso. We'll stop. Not better, man. Why last year? The Ma'ariv was born before. The Ma'ariv was born before. What is your other thing? Is it your other? Not everyone is going to be.